Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 336.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 336. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your support. This is the audio podcast. If you're looking for the video lesson, go to youtube.com/jazzpianoschool. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel, get access to all the video lessons. There's not as much talking there. I dive right into the lesson. Just a quick tip for you. And obviously, don't forget to check out jazzpianoschool.com. We have many courses, live teaching programs, and a membership available if you're looking to take the next steps. And obviously, all the free content we produce there, over 300 podcast episodes, the tips, tricks, and transcriptions content series, the blog, and the old lick of the week. We've actually discontinued that, but the archive is still there. Very, very useful. Over 200 licks that you can choose from and learn from. So, awesome episode for you today. And I say this so much. I say this so many times, all the time, every day, all the time. Every day, all the time. Not every day. Okay, but you get the picture. I literally, it just comes out of my mouth so often, even when I tell students four or five, six times. And that's okay. I'm not blaming students. I'm not blaming anyone. It takes about four or five times, I've noticed in my personal educational experience with everything I've learned, to really nail down a concept, right? Repetition creates impression. And so that's what needs to happen. Even after the first time I say something to you, no matter what it is, you're going to be like, oh, okay, cool. You remember it for like 5 minutes. You go to try it and then you forget about it. Then I say it again. You're like, oh, Brendan told me to do this. I'm still not doing it. You go try it and then it gets a little bit better and then you forget about it again. It's really at the fourth or fifth time you're like, oh, dang, like I am really still not doing this. Like he keeps telling me to do this and I just keep not doing it. Why am I just not doing the stuff that he tells me to do to get the sound that I want? I don't know. You know what? You're not in the same, I mean, you're not alone because I do the exact same thing. When I finally get something, I'm like, oh my God, Brendan, like why did you just not do what your mentor or teacher told you to do this entire time? I don't know. I just don't know. Now, as a teacher, as a mentor, I understand this process and I get it. And that's why actually a lot of the content that I love to teach is just content that I continuously say over and over and over again. And I guarantee you that if you listen to me over a long stretch of time, you'll hear me repeating a lot of things. Now, that's not because I have a lack of content. Sure, I could continuously give you new content, but that stuff doesn't really help you get better. It's not always about learning new stuff. And a lot of the time, it's not about learning something new. It's about going deeper with the concepts and fundamentals that I've already taught you so that you can really master them and put them into work. Because to get a pro sound, again, it's really about taking simple fundamental jazz concepts and being able to execute them fast, smoothly, in time with good rhythm. That's really it, right? You can produce a wonderful sound by just following that small plan. If you stick to that without trying to get all these bells and whistles in your playing, you're going to be 90% of the way there on your way to creating a very, very beautiful sound. Once you got that down, then yeah, for sure, open up the floodgates to all these fancy movements, patterns, tricks, bells and whistles that you want. But again, as Ray Brown said, 99% of the people that hear play bass, his students and everyone else, the first thing he would most of the time he would say to them was, you just need to learn how to play the bass better. It wasn't about jazz. It wasn't about like, oh, these cool movements. It was just like, you just need to get a better sound out of the bass. It was literally about playing bass. And he said that one time, and I heard it on an interview, and I was like, my God, how true is this for a musician, especially for educators teaching? Like, again, for you, it's not about new stuff. It's just about going deep with these simple fundamentals. And if you do that, you're going to sound way better. It's not like the most alluring thing for a teacher to say to a student. And that's why, obviously, we understand. When I was young, I felt the same way. Like, come on, that can't be it. That can't be it. I would say it over and over and over. There's got to be more. What about this? What about that? My teacher would be like, no, that's not where you're at right now. You don't need that. Right? I'd be like, oh, come on, but it's so fun, right? It's so shiny. I want it. Yeah, I know you want it. But do you want to get better? Do you want to sound better? Well, yeah. Okay, well, that's not what you want. I mean, that's not what you need right now. You got to do this, right? Anyway. So this one concept in here, and obviously you saw the title. You pretty much know what it is. But it's nice to hear me kind of expand on what I'm teaching, because I hear students do this all the time. And there just needs to be, if you are a solo pianist, you're desiring a solo piano sound, and you are arranging. This is mainly based on cocktail ballad style, but you want the cocktail ballad style. So many times, the first thing I will say to students when I hear them play, or when they give me a video or an audio, is you need more low-end bass notes. You just need more low-end bass notes. Like, you'd be surprised, like drastically astonished at the difference in the sound you're going to create out of your playing when you simply do this one thing consistently throughout an entire tune. Every time you sit down to play, every single time you play a ballad, it'll completely change your life. It'll completely change your sound. You'll be like, wow, why was I just not doing this before? Okay. So when you get more low-end bass notes in, you establish this rich, lush bottom-end palette for your harmonies to resonate over and blend. Otherwise, there's no bottom end and things sound thin. Your sound sounds thin and kind of holy, like Swiss cheese, right? And when it sounds like that, that is the telltale sign of a beginner player, an intermediate or beginner player, okay? So if you want to advance fast in your pro solo piano ballad sound, simply work hard to get low-end bass notes in as much as the time throughout the tune as possible. Okay, I'm going to tell you what they are. I'm going to tell you where the cutoff is, show you a quick example on the tune When I Fall in Love on how to do this. Then your goal is to go back through any of the ballads you know, look at the times where you're not adding low-end bass notes in, and try to get them in as much as possible. Okay? With that being said, let's dive right in.
So there's no secret to getting your bass notes in. When you start to play a ballad like When I Fall in Love, as we see here, a lot of students will start with some sort of chord up here in this register. This is middle C right here, right? So if we're playing around middle C, that's really not low enough for a bass note. And we really got to get those low-end bass notes into our solo piano arrangement in order to make it sound lush, full, and professional. So my goal always is to get my bass notes below this C3. That should be the same cutoff point for you as well. So if you're putting your bass notes below C3, it's going to make a huge difference. If I play this melody kind of in a simple way, like this, right? It sounds pretty basic, a little beginnerish, right? And again, the reason that it sounds like that is most of the time just due to the fact you don't have the bass notes low enough in your arrangement. I mean, obviously there's a lot of other things, but this will drastically change your sound. Check it out. Even if I just play melody with bass note, this already sounds better, like 100 times better. And again, it's because I'm keeping my bass notes below this C3 right here. It's giving this rich, low-end, lush, warm blanket sound that really is the bottom end for all the harmonies we're going to stack on top. Okay, so if I go to play this now, again, when I do play my bass notes down here, we can't play root position chords anymore. We really can't play much besides bass note to shells or jump up to a chord or just voice below our right hand. So if I were to play this melody here, I might go, right? So if that's E flat major 7, I'm playing my melody, shells below the melody, in one bass note. Now here, on this A flat, I'm actually going to voice the C7. I'm going to make this an altered. The melody is the flat 13, so I'm going to play my bass note down here, nice low-end bass note. Then I'm going to get my two shells in the middle here. I'm going to throw my sharp 9 in here. Now, I don't need my sharp 9 because I got everything I need here. Melody, bass note, shells, 3 and 7. But just for another color extension, I can throw my sharp 9 in right here. You hear this sound? This is as professional as it gets, guys. Like this, it doesn't get more professional than this. You might add your 5 in here in the bottom end. But that is a pro voicing, okay? And it's so simple, it's so easy to use. You can do all this in such an easy way. Bass note, shells, melody. And again, for the intermediate advanced players, throw in another extension out there. Now again, here, instead of this voicing, when you have this F above the cutoff, the C3, right? Put your F down here, play your melody, and then put your shells in the middle. I added the 5 here just for a little texture, thickness, and coloring. And again, for your B flat chord, this sounds okay. Again, it sounds pretty basic because of a number of different reasons. The B flat is kind of still high up. Even though this is the cutoff, you can get away with that C3. I always try to keep my bass notes as low as possible, especially on a chord where I don't have a melody note. I can do all sorts of fun things. I can play an octave down here, maybe reharm the chord, maybe a sus into a flat 9, sharp 11, natural 13 chord, right? But again, the primary focus that I'm getting at here is even if you don't know those voicings, play a super low-end bass note. You can't even see that because it's so low on the piano. This is B flat. This is the second B flat on the piano. I'm going to play a rootless voicing here. That's a little bit too low there, right? So I'll probably keep my rootless voicing here. If you do want to kind of add some alterations to that, you can flat the 9. And again, you can put in the sharp 11 like I did as well. So this first two-bar passage, again, with the low-end bass notes would sound like this. I'm adding in the 9 here. Just for a little color, again, the first iteration of this, I just did shells. Let's throw in the 9. Sounds really good. Again, if you can't reach this 10th here, just play the bass note in the melody and then put your voicing in after. So I'm going pinky on my bass note, my low-end bass note. I'm jumping up to the shell, the bottom shell here, the 10th, the 3rd, and then playing the inner voices together. So melody and bass note go together. Then that, okay, the rest of the notes. Again, here's my F minor 7 chord. Threw in a bunch more extensions there, but again, at the heart of this, always bass note, shells, and melody. I threw in the 9, 11, and 5. Okay, and then again, my nice octave. Sometimes I'll use octaves just to go completely overboard with my bass notes down the low end. Instead of just this, I'll play a full octave down here to just really emphasize that rich low end texture. Okay. Now, I teach all this in my Solo Piano System course, which is available at jazzpianoschool.com, and you can go to courses to check that out. But I highly recommend that you work on this. Just work on getting your low-end bass notes in with just your shells if you're a beginner, right? The shells will be in the middle of your arrangement. So you're going to have your melody on top, shells in the middle. Now, if you can split your shells between the two hands, as you see here, my two thumbs are playing the shells, that's even better. If you're a beginner, just play the shells below the melody with your right hand, because that's going to be the easiest for you, right? And then work through arrangements. Again, this is When I Fall in Love. Work through any ballad. Try to just play all the bass notes down here below C3 as possible. And again, anytime that you have a chord without a melody note, play, if you don't know any voicings, just play shells, but play a low-end bass note. Make it an octave, maybe, like I did. If you do know some more voicings in your right hand, you can always throw in some rootless voicings in your right hand, or again, throw in some extensions, maybe roll them up the piano for a little bit of a fill. It's all dependent upon the level that you're at. But I promise you, when you get more low-end bass notes into your solo piano cocktail ballad playing, you'll create a much more beautiful, lush, rich sound that I promise you is more towards the atmosphere and sound that you're trying to get out of the piano when you go to play this style of music, like those cocktail ballads, right? And this could be one of the main reasons that you're not achieving the sound you're hoping for. If you just put this in, it might open up a huge possibility for just all these beautiful sounds you've been wanting to create for a long, long time. Okay? Hope you guys enjoy that, and I'll talk to you soon.